And now I have a table of different metals and the measured bulk modulus. So here there's a bunch of metals, and what's been done here is that the electron density has been calculated by just saying lithium has one valence electron. We know the atomic density. From this, we calculate the electron density. Then we go to the formula for bulk modulus in this free electron model and calculate the bulk modulus. Then you go and measure it, and it's not really so exact, but it's in the right order of magnitude. Just compressing the free electrons is giving us a contribution anyway to the bulk modulus. And you have to remember that these are non-interacting fermions. So it's not the Coulomb repulsion of the electrons that's giving us this pressure. There's something else that's providing this outward pressure. And what it is the increase in the confinement energy. You take electrons, they have some wavelength, and when you compress them, the wavelength has to get shorter, and that increases the kinetic energy. Because these particles only have kinetic energy, and it's the increase of kinetic energy when you put them in a smaller box that gives this contribution to the bulk modulus. Of course, there are electrons and they have a charge, so they should interact. And you put them closer together, the Coulomb forces will be stronger, but there are as many positive charges in there as well, and they're getting compressed with it. So that mostly cancels out. So in a metal, much of the contribution to the bulk modulus is just coming from this free electron model, and you compress the box that the electrons are in, and that increases their kinetic energy.